As the death toll from New Zealand's deadly volcanic eruption rises to 8, Defence Force aircraft are being used to bring home some of the injured Australians. Up to 10 patients are expected to be transferred to New South Wales and Victoria. Retrieval crews are still unable to recover the bodies that remain on the island. New Zealand's Deputy Police Commissioner, Mike Clements, says experts believe there's still a 40 to 60% chance of another eruption.
So I think everybody can appreciate, right? We've got a level of activity on the island with regard to the potential for further eruption that is unprecedented in the last couple of years, potentially longer, and I simply can't ignore that. And I'm pretty confident everybody listening and you folk will understand the reason for that.
In the aftermath of this tragedy, the nearby town of Whakatane faces an uncertain future, with questions being raised about whether tours to the volcano will or should ever resume. Norman Hammond reports.
On the main road into Whakatane, Alison Fox is taking a break at her motel. For now, she's not too concerned about what will happen if tours to the White Island volcano never resume.
There's so much more in this town than just White Island.
I think the community will weather the storm and we'll just keep going.
Brave words, but just down the road, local Donna Sargent has another view of Whakatane without tours to White Island.
This town thrives on tourism. It does bring a lot of people to the town. It's not the only thing in the town, but everyone gravitates to it because it's such a unique experience to go over to White Island.
The eruption has reopened the debate on the risks of so-called adventure tourism. Many here believe that ending tourism to the volcano is going too far.
In all honesty, I don't see why it shouldn't continue.
Why is that?
Well, it's a tourist attraction. People know the dangers. And it's been operating for so many years now.
And tours to White Island are big business. More than 17,000 passengers paid to make the trip last year. The biggest operator, White Island Tours, charges $229 per adult. This local businessman believes it will be a hard part of the tourist economy to replace if it goes.
Absolutely, we'll have to hustle. I think, you know, the past 30 years, tourism's been driven for White Island.
Tristan Vine helped establish Lightning Hub in Whakatane, a shared innovation space now home to a number of businesses promoting tourism in the region.
It can't go on. It'll be the catalyst, certainly, for getting other opportunities to happen around here.
But there are some in the Maori community who are staunchly opposed to the tours resuming.
I'm Rosalie from Whakatane. Every morning I get up and you look at, I can see White Island from my house every morning.
Rosalie Butler is a Maori woman. She believes White Island, or Whakari, as it's known in her native tongue, should now be left alone.
Well, strictly speaking, like, they're making money out of taking tourists over there, eh? White Island's, I would say it's like a human, eh? They get sick of it. You got to blow somewhere. Intruders, put it that way, for the island.
Rosalie Butler ending that report by Norman Hammond in Whakatane.